Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's very own Eats.
Welcome into a fresh episode of Chicago's very own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff. Very special guest joining us live in studio. One of our sponsors of the Burger Bracket, our first ever burger tournament here at WGN that Mike put together. Mike, who is the winner again?
Nick's Tavern of Lamont, and I think the entire southwest suburbs are still partying.
That's
after
awesome.
That one.
And how many total votes? What sort of traction did we get?
35,000 votes total. Wow. I'm actually in the middle of doing the big recap, which is a bunch of numbers that you guys don't care about, but over 150 million impressions. Like, it's not, sorry, 1,500,000 impressions. I added some zeros there.
That's all right.
It's huge success.
Yeah, like all of our food brackets here, it just takes off online. People really rally behind it. It's a ton of fun. We've done beef, pizza, wings, this time burgers, and it was very popular. One of the sponsors, Puckered Pickle Company, Chuck Newman joining us live here in studio. You brought us some pickles and some jardinera. Thank you for being a part of our first ever burger tournament.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Did you follow along closely? Were you pulling for any burger spots?
It's hard to pick
one. Stay neutral.
Yeah, stay neutral. told my wife, like, we got a lot of burgers to eat. Yeah,
right. Well, that is part of the fun. Yeah. You know, Mike's talked about this. He does a great job putting these brackets together. It is a great way to discover places that maybe you haven't been or haven't even heard of. But whether it's the pizza, wings, beef, or burgers, it's a great way to showcase some of our local spots. Let's talk about Puckered Pickle Company. This is your company for the last 25 years. Do I have that right?
Yeah, 2000.
2000, so yeah. 25 years. I'm sure you've seen big growth. I love how you do the relish as a Chicago company. You do the sport peppers. So if you're looking to build a hot dog bar or something, this is a great way to do it. But just give us a rundown of your company and how you got involved with it and started with it all.
Yeah, so I started in frozen food business. With my family, and there was a company on 1132 and 1133 West Randolph Street. One side of the company was called the Hot Potato, and the other side of the company was called the Puckered Pickle.
Nice.
And so we ended up taking over that company and that property, and I went into pickle making.
I love it.
Yeah.
Had you had any experience with pickle making at all home? No?
No clue.
Just dove right in.
Dove right in.
How many pounds of pickles are you guys moving? What's the operation like over there?
We run upwards of about 200,000 pounds a week of cucumbers.
Wow. Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a serious amount.
It's a lot of pickles. So they come in 20 boxes on a truck of 2,000 pounds of pickles.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you guys are moving, not just pickles. I mentioned the relish. You brought some jardinera in here, but what's all of your products? What does that look like?
So our claim to fame is our refrigerated pickles, mostly food service. So if you're listening to this in the Chicago area, there's a 99.99% chance you've enjoyed our products.
Nice.
Where you do a little bit of retail pickles, you'll see in local supermarkets. Can I say some supermarket?
Of course, yeah.
Pete's, Caputo's.
Nice.
Those type of independents that, you know, support local brands.
I have a Pete's by me, so now I can go look for it.
Yeah.
They're like taking over like the west suburbs. Well, Caputo's is like everywhere else. So kind of, you know, back to you getting into pickles, what was the process of diving in? What was that like?
The process of diving in looked like seeing what they were doing and getting educated on what we needed to do to make a better product and grow the business.
Kind of educate us a little bit on that, too, because I know nothing about pickles. I just know they taste good.
Yeah, so it could be very simple or very complicated. our signature products, our refrigerated pickles, is very simple. We use fresh cucumbers that we get fresh 52 weeks a year. Mm-hmm. We just finished up the local crop, which is always exciting, and now we move to the southeast. Pickles come in. They get graded, washed, inspected. Then they either get cut or whole, depending on what we're making, spears, pickle chips for burgers generally, or different size whole pickles. Then they get packaged, mostly in 5-gallon pails, brined with our signature brine or some specialty brines for some different national chains, and then refrigerated. And in 5 to 10 days, you've got pickles.
Nice. It's a great town to be in the pickle business, considering we put pickle and relish on our hot dogs here in Chicago.
Yes, I think that's why early on when we started in the Randolph corridor, there were 3 pickle companies.
Wow.
Yeah. One of them went out of business. One of them got bought by Dean Foods, and then us.
And you guys are still rolling.
Yeah,
the Pucker Pickle Company.
Now, that Randolph corridor, that's like where J.P. Graziano is.
Yeah,
right?
I used to buy capers from J.P.
Right?
Graziano back in early days.
So you kind of know those family businesses in that area, right?
Yeah, a little bit. A lot of them sold.
Yeah.
The property was so valuable.
It's amazing what that neighborhood has turned into.
Yeah,
I mean, an old area of factories is now one of the trendiest spots in Chicago.
Yeah, our building now... where our loading dock was area was, is just a beautiful Italian restaurant.
Is that right?
Brand new, yeah. It's gorgeous.
The restaurants keep popping up over there. Yeah. Do you have any recipes other than some obvious ones that you like to use the pickles on? Any special like home recipes to incorporate the pickles in?
What we've been seeing and what is super cool is there's this influencer woman who created this brand called AO Foods. She makes a jardinera mayonnaise, pickle mayonnaise, and a like a Dijonnaise with cornichons in it.
Nice.
So we supply them with all of the items for the mayonnaise, and it's an incredible product.
Who's the influencer? Offhand.
Boz is her last name.
Gotcha.
I don't want to butcher.
That's all right. We can plug it on the description of the podcast. It's we make at home. We use jardinera and cream cheese is basically the base for a dip.
Great.
It's a perfect.
Yeah.
You know, and we mix. I think a little bit of mayo or sour cream and however much jardinera you want, but. Us Chicagoans love this stuff, right? The pickles and jardinera and the condiments. Mm-hmm. We use it in so many different ways.
Now, I've noticed that it's having a moment in the pizza world right now. I don't know if you saw, I think it was Home Run Inn did like a specialty pickle pizza with, I know it sounds awesome, Wrigley Field. So like they were serving that exclusively. So it's like everyone's trying to find a way to use
pickle
it.
Pickle pizza is good. White pizza.
Yeah.
So like, ricotta, mozzarella base, and then pickles and fresh dill when you finish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's amazing.
I love it. Yeah, fried pickles? You love
fried pickles.
Love
fried pickles. I have to order fried pickles if they're on
every time you see them. Yeah.
There's a delicacy out in the Quad Cities. I call it a delicacy because that's the only place I get it. But in some restaurants where they take the pickle spear, wrap it in ham and cream cheese. It's something that you'd make at home.
Yeah,
but
it's
like,
an old school recipe.
I know, but it just kind of feels like that's
my wife.
Yeah.
She loves that.
I think that was my first meeting with my in-laws was over pickles wrapped in ham and cream cheese.
I love it. People can order the products online?
Yes.
Give us the information there, puckeredpicklecompany.com.
Just puckeredpickle.com.
Puckered pickle.
Yeah.
Say three times fast,
puckered.
Mike.
Yeah.
Ooh, you're going to get me in trouble. Puckered pickle, puckered pickle, puckered pickle.
Sport peppers, jardinera. Any other products we're missing? I mean, obviously the pickles, the relish.
The green relish.
Sport peppers. You got to have the...
So we were talking about pizza. We have a spicy pizza topping that we're releasing into retail.
Awesome.
To give it more wide appeal, so it's not called jardinera.
Yeah.
But it's a jardinera base. It's cut like relish, and it's got black and green olives sliced in it, and it's amazing.
Nice.
Is that available now, or is that coming soon?
It's available now. It's a slow roll out to retail. Yeah.
I love it. Chuck, we appreciate the support with the burger bracket. Hope to be seeing you more here at WGN.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. This was great.
This was a ton of fun. Chuck Newman, Puckered Pickle Company. Go to puckeredpickle.com. Check out their products. I'm going to dive into some of these pickles you brought us, Chuck. We appreciate you joining us here in studio. For Mike Piff, I'm Kevin Powell. This was the latest episode of Chicago's Very Own Eats.